to the weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, totally looking forward to the weekend. We've got the big rally in Carson City tomorrow, the huge rally in Carson City tomorrow, 12 o'clock. Get there early. Stop the steal. We will stop the steal. Friends of NRA dinner in Douglas County, 4 o'clock, opening up the hangar doors. It is going to be an awesome, awesome weekend. And I thank you so much for taking just a little bit of time with me. 10 to noon, every weekday, whether you like it or not. Podcasts online at 991fmtalk.com in case you miss any part of the show. And check back later for our poll question. It's a difficult one that they're trying to fix up there for me. So hopefully it'll be going all weekend long. Because I want to know how you feel about your county process, the voting process, the counting process. Every county is different. And I get that. But it's for we the people. This is why I tell you there are no nonpartisan offices. Every single office matters. To your freedom, to your liberty, to protecting this country. And even more so when it comes to our vote. All right. So in the last hour, I gave you a little tease. I gave you a name to look up. And I hope you did. Steve Pieznik. I'm not pronouncing that right. But I want to take a few more minutes. And I want to share this with you. It's a little bit better audio. So I'm thankful to Mon for helping me out on that. This is what I originally had saved that had been blocked. And by the way, thank you for the email. Hi, Monica. Or this is a text, actually, real quick. Hi, Monica. Instagram deleted two of my accounts because I had hashtag Q under my name. I only had family pictures posted. Nothing else. Total censorship. It is total censorship. Actually, before I play this for you, I'm not trying to drag this out and drive you crazy, but you are my first priority. And Chris is on the line, wants to have a chat. So let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910. Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling into the program. Hi. What's up?
Hi. Monica, I just want to tell you that I really like your show a lot, so I listen to you as often as I can, but I just want to say, and there might be other people that agree with me, as soon as you're over, because I like your show so much, I literally switch to a different radio station, and sometimes I stay on there the rest of the day, but sometimes I go back. I do like Lars Larson, but I just feel that Tom Sullivan is not conservative, and I can't believe that Jerry Evans doesn't listen to what he's putting out there. He seems like a really nice man, but he has really no convictions of his own. He has people that calling in, I feel like, you know, if they kind of bash Trump, and he's like, oh, yeah, I agree. And then the next person says, oh, yeah, you know, I like Trump. Oh, yes, I agree. He has no convictions of his own. And I can't
stand that. I can't listen. I'm with you, Chris. I can't listen either. I actually pop back on. I really like Lars, and I love Sebastian Gorka and Larry Elder. So I'm more of an evening time listener. Yeah.
Right. I do too. And I'm just thinking, am I the only one that honestly, I just can't. I mean,
actually,
and he must lose a fair amount of listeners.
Actually, Chris, I just got this email at 1044 from Mike. Hey there, Monica. Let your boss know that I will no longer be listening to the station during the Armstrong and Getty show or Tom Sullivan. I'm tired of them, but I will be listening to you as I do every day. Absolutely love the show. Best wishes, Mike. So, Chris, thank you for calling. You're not the only one that feels that way. And the only way to make a difference is just, you know, send an email to Jerry and let him know your thoughts.
I have done that a couple times, and I do like Armstrong and Getty. Actually, I didn't at first, and I actually made a call, and Jerry Evans said, give them some time, give them some time. And actually, I think they're pretty funny, and they're, to me, they're much more conservative, but I just do not think, I got so tired of Tom Sullivan, you know, just bashing Trump off and on. I mean, not always, but just, I finally had it, and I said, I have to call. So,
yeah. I'm glad you did. I appreciate it. And, you know, Armstrong and Getty, they're clowns. I look at them as clowns, yeah. And I take everything right. They say with a grain of salt. So, you know, if anybody can put thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate you taking the time and calling in about that. Trust me, I get a lot of hate mail. So every time I can get a little positive reinforcement, I appreciate it.
Right. And I will say, like I said, as soon as you're over, I switch to one of your competitive stations. And I don't think I'm the only one. So, okay. Well, thanks, Monica.
Okay. As long as you don't forget to come back at 10 o'clock.
I don't. I never do.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call today. All right. So I gave you a name earlier in the last hour, Steve Pizniak. And now I finally have the audio, thanks to Mon, that is a little bit better. So I want you to understand what's going on. Trump is not a stupid man. Trump is not, you know, somebody who just went in to have the title of president. Trump loves this country. He loves the American people. He loves capitalism. He loves the freedoms that we have here. And trust me when I say, there's always been a plan. He knows he was spied on. He knows that, you know, people in his cabinet have been set up, General Flynn, a bunch of others, and he's had to weed people out. Because when you go into a swamp, you don't always know who the swamp creatures actually are. So give a listen.
Dr. Steve Pizniak is on with me. I have no doubt that Donald Trump won this election in a landslide, the likes of which we'll never really know the final numbers. I think he probably even broke Barack Obama's record in the popular vote, but we'll never know with all the votes that got flipped by the machines, all the Trump ballots that were burned, all the fake Biden ballots and everything. But Dr. Steve Pizniak, as we're in the middle of this, the election's over. We're now in the stealing process of the election. What are you seeing? What's going through your mind as you're witnessing this gigantic hoax?
Number one, it's not a hoax. What's happening now, and the reason I couldn't come on the Alex Jones show last night was I was not given the permission that I needed to in order to say what I'm about to say now. I do not work for the federal government. I'm not paid by them. Let me just say again what I said in 2016. There are honorable members of our intelligence, military, and civilian community in the government who understood exactly how corrupt Biden and the Democratic machinery was and will be. This is really a sting operation. Contrary to what everybody else said, Trump knew this was happening. Eric knew this was happening and warned the public. I knew this was happening. However, I could not say anything about it. What happened was we watermarked every ballot with what's called the QFS blockchain encryption code. In other words, we know pretty well where every ballot is, where it went, and who has it. So this is not a stolen election. On the contrary, we reversed the entire game of war along the lines of Sun Tzu, The Art of War. And Trump was brilliant and still is brilliant at it. The reason he hasn't been seen, and Alex correctly said, oh, I haven't seen him in several days. Well, in The Art of the War, you pull back, allow your enemy to make all the mistakes that they are making, manipulate the situation, expose them, and then come in for the final killing. And that's what's happening now. None of this was unexpected. All of this was expected. All of this is part of the sting operation we're running. And let me tell you that 48 hours ago, not only did we put markers on those ballots, but I can say now, with the permission of people in the intelligence community and elsewhere, that we have sent out thousands and thousands of National Guards to 12 different states, Washington, Delaware, Texas, Arizona, Alabama, and everywhere. So now you have to consider and rethink what this is really about. The genius of Trump is that he is able to pull back at any point and manipulate the opponent without the opponent ever realizing. He has said repeatedly, hashtag steal the vote. That's exactly what he has said for months. Then he made a very clear implication. He said, I will use common sense or my intelligence, i.e. both literal and figurative intelligence. And those of us in the intelligence community, be it who they are, again, what I said in 2016, when we exposed Hillary Clinton, we now exposed, and it was Trump who initiated this, Biden family, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden, Frank, the whole family was played right into a game where they were convicted, and you're seeing what's happening now. What was not announced was that we watermarked all the ballots with what I said, QFS blockchain, which is a very hard encryption code to break. And the second thing is we sent, is I probably 20,000 or more National Guards 48 hours ago. None of it was reported, and I thank the press for not reporting it and others. So what in fact is happening is you're seeing a sophisticated sting operation that was initiated by Trump.
So everything you see and you hear, take with a grain of salt. Just let it play out. Take a deep breath, bring the stress level down, and know that this election will not be stolen. And hopefully, with proper plans put in place, the Democrats revealing who they actually are, it won't happen again. When you look at the numbers of what is going on, do you know that Trump actually has more minority votes? 64% more minority votes, Black, Hispanic, whatever category you want to fall into, than any Republican since 1960. He's taking us back to honesty, to integrity. And that's what I find so powerful. You have to remember, when we talk about the corruption of FBIs, you know, and the CIA and blah, 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 it's not in total. And just as Steve said there, there are freedom-loving Americans, there are law-abiding citizens in all of these organizations. They just had to do what they do best. Infiltrate, work the system to where it's legal, and get the information out in a way that I could tell you over and over and over that the sky is pink. But you're not going to believe me until you actually go out and see it for yourself. Because you have been told all of your life that it is blue. But if I started telling you, no, the sky is pink. It's pink, I swear. Go out and look at it. You have to open up your eyes and your ears and hear and see what is going on around you with the mainstream media, to see the players that are actually coming out. Because a good player plays both sides. And so you don't know who the corrupt actually are. You'll never know. But Trump with everything that is going on now, has made them expose themselves. How many people have turned away from Fox News when they thought that was the conservative group? No, they weren't. Look who they're owned by. All media, all entertainment, owned by five companies. Five companies. Look it up. They're all owned by the same people. So there you have it. Brainwashing, manipulation, manipulation through your entertainment. I'm even watching, you know, South Park and thinking, good Lord, everything out there is manipulation. That's why I say turn it off. Turn it off. Read George Orwell. Pick up a book. Give the kids the education that they really deserve. Teach them to read and give them some great stuff like the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, and the Constitution of this country so we can keep it going. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
When the weather hits, hit this button first. FM 99.1. First.
For 35 years, Pro One has served Northern Nevada with quality service and repairs. At Pro One, we will give you the ultimate customer experience. At Pro One, we will take you through the complete repair process with pictures and text messages. All we ask from you at Pro One is to put fuel in it, wash it once in a while, and we'll take care of the rest. And for you truck and SUV owners, remember, we know trucks. We can do diesel smog checks along with gas smog checks, and you never need an appointment for a smog check, gas or diesel. So give us a chance to earn your business. Pro One is the shop friends recommend to friends.
You shop online all the time. It's easy and convenient. But did you know you can buy a car or truck online? That's right. And at Capital Ford, it's easy. Easy as 1, 2, 3. In fact, Capital Ford has been helping customers save money while shopping from home for years. Just go to CapitalFordOnline.com. Select your vehicle from our huge online inventory. Over 150 new and used vehicles to choose from. You'll see your savings instantly. Next, submit your information and pick your financing or lease option. Then secure your payment. That's it. We'll deliver a sanitized vehicle to your doorstep that same day. We'll even pick up your trade-in and cut you a check on the spot. Easy, convenient, 100% online, store-to-door, without any risk. And now's a great time to buy because incentives have never been better and prices have never been lower. At Dick Compani's Capital Ford in Carson City, online car buying is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get started today at CapitalFordOnline.com.
Offer credit. Offer ends November 30th.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Marvelous, because I, a thespian, have been on a quest for the perfect insurance.
Sweet balcony.
I've requested no less than 13 balconies.
That's a lot.
All the world's a stage.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, thou customize and thou saveth.
That's the spirit.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Napa know-how.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Let's go to the talk and text lines. Talk about fraud in the election. Ryan wants to make his comment about it. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling into the program today.
Welcome. You know what, Monica, right now we're still in the process of votes being counted. There's been no certifications at all. And I could see where...
Well, the certifications don't really matter. We've seen the fraud of ballots being brought in 2 days. I mean, the videos are out there. We have Postal Service workers saying that, yeah, I'll come up with some ballots for you. That was here in Nevada. The fraud is out there. I'm not talking about the count, Ryan.
Well, here's an example. I'll give you, since you brought them about, I'll give you an example. Because yesterday, I'll use them as an example. Yes, votes can still be sent in postmarked 3 days after. They can still be counted 3 days after they've been postmarked, as long as they've been postmarked on November 3rd. And they could still be
right. And there is a postal worker that has come forward, showed his ID, that has said he was instructed, his entire team was instructed to gather all the ballots 3 days later and backdate them to the date of the election. So the fraud is out there. Ryan, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. And the fraud is there, whether you believe it or not. That's not for me to say. I'm just saying, watch and listen, because the numbers, they're not adding up. They're not going to add up. And there's a reason for that. Trust in the plan. I think we have Jerry with us, don't we?
Jerry here. Jerry here. Checking in for duty.
You better be careful. If I open up the phone lines on you, I'm getting tons of emails about Tom Sullivan.
I know. You know, and again, that's part of talk radio. If they're complaining, congratulations, it's working. They're listening. Tom might be somewhat like me, so maybe this is the last time I'm on the air.
I'm glad I kept my mouth shut because I almost said spineless.
Let Tom go. But Tom did say this yesterday. He doesn't like Trump, but he doesn't emphasize as much of the good that Trump has done. And as much as Trump has set an example, even though people would say he's not a conservative, of things that he's done that conservatives wanted to do. And just one quick example is, did George Bush, by any chance, did he stop giving the Palestinians that hate our guts money, like to the tune of billions of dollars of yours and my money? Donald Trump did it. All these other previous presidents that talked about the capital of Israel,
moving the embassy.
Yeah. Yep. Did anybody else? They all said they would do it. Who did it? And you could go on and on and on. But again, I would say, and listen to the words coming out of my mouth, because I've said them before, he could have been or maybe the best president in my lifetime in terms of the policies. But he is way too many unforced errors, his own worst enemy. And he's not the smartest tack in the box. Based on, now, Jeff Sessions, I'd say, okay, he recused himself, but keeping Jeff Sessions past March 4 years ago was the biggest mistake he ever made. Now,
it was visual.
I don't know what visual means there, but Jeff Sessions, he should have been fired in March when in February he said that he would not prosecute Lois Lerner. People like me, people like you, are getting sick and tired of being the unwashed. And those people getting away simply because they're in Washington, D.C., their establishment, whatever it may be. And I think Bill Barr has been turned out to be a big mistake, too. And yeah. I wish and I
but
hope
don't you think
I have
that
to apologize
if he immediately
for that.
Turned around and fired these people, that the Democrats and the media would be all over him, that, oh, there they go again.
When have the Democrats and the media not been all over them?
That is
again,
true.
You know, again, there's nothing you're going to do that's ever going to satisfy them. George Bush should have learned that lesson, and Donald Trump certainly should have learned it a long time ago
as
well.
Oh, please. George Bush was playing the game. He's part of this whole thing.
Worst, you know, just like Bernie Sandoval, very, very for the brand. Very, very bad for the brand. Hey, I just want to make a couple of quick points and get out of here. And again, if Trump is who we think he is, he's got the best attorneys you could possibly hire, or 50% of them, the other 50% are working for the Democrats. If all of what we hear is true, then something will change and perhaps he will become our next president. But it's got to happen. It's got to happen soon. And I think his biggest mistake was not being fully prepared for this. You're not aware of voter fraud with Democrats? Come on. Let me give you a quick example. Five states stopped counting simultaneously. Did you notice that on election night?
Yep, five as soon as Trump was ahead.
Trump was leading in all five. 3 hours of silence, 3 hours of vote counting silence, Biden is ahead. And here, Wisconsin.
You don't get 138,000 votes and nothing for Trump.
You get 138,000 people to agree on one thing, and you will be Jesus himself. 100,000 more votes than there are voters in Wisconsin. And turnout, I don't know what Wisconsin's turnout is, but let's say it's extremely high at 75%. Well, they've got 100,000 more votes than 100% of registered voters. And I'll leave you with this last point.
Real Clear Politics, Nevada had 125% turnout. So we're awesome.
Crazy how that happens, huh? Who said this? We can give a prize for who said this. Those who vote decide nothing. Those who count votes decide everything.
If I tell you who it was, do I get a raise?
Now, raise, there are a couple of different definitions to a raise, but yeah, you tell me who that was.
Oh, by the way, Tyra just sent us an email and said, please tell Jerry to never, ever get rid of Armstrong and Getty. I absolutely love them.
Okay. Check could stalling. Be mailed to, I'll give you the address. I won't. And, you know, get a lot of complaints about them. But again, people, and I think they grew on people. And let me tell you this, they're number one in the market. So what am I going to do?
Really? And, get rid of them? You get complaints about me, too. What are you going to do? So, Jerry, I got to cut you off. We got to take Fox News unless you want to dump them all together.
No, thanks a lot.
All right. Here's Fox on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 11:30.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Fresh numbers as accounting continues in battleground states. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads President Trump by some 20,000 votes in Nevada, more than 9,000 in Pennsylvania.
The Trump campaign this morning laying down the gauntlet, saying in a statement, quote, this election is not over. The false projection of Joe Biden as the winner is based on results in four states that are far from final. Once the election is final, President Trump will be reelected.
Fox's John Roberts. Georgia's Secretary of State believes there could be a recount in his state, where Biden holds a lead of some 1,500 votes, one wild card.
The exact number of military and overseas ballots that will come in before the 5 p.m. deadline could be anywhere from 0 to 8,899.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. And our economy added 638,000 jobs in October. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Amy Cherry. Your local news is brought to you by Mangiatutto, Stewart & Musser in Carson City for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Don't go without authentic Chicago deep dish. Go to MangiatuttoPizzeria.com to place your order or make your dine-in reservation. Washoe County breaks an all-time record for active COVID-19 cases for the 13th time in the past 17 days. We now have more than 2,800 active COVID cases. The county added 333 new cases and 169 recoveries Thursday. The county added one COVID-19 death for a total of 204. The latest death involves a man in his 40s. A pedestrian is struck in Sparks. It happened yesterday at Pyramid and York Ways. The person was hospitalized with minor injuries. A motorcyclist has died from injuries in a crash earlier this week in Sparks. Police say the 27-year-old man was struck by a vehicle on Goldie Way Monday. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. We now have the name of a man who died in a head-on crash near State Line earlier this week. He is 34-year-old Peter Dykeman of South Lake Tahoe. Dykeman was killed Tuesday after a pickup truck crossed over the double yellow line and crashed into his vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Impairment is suspected. Carson City could see its first snow of the season this weekend. A strong cold front coming through the Sierra will bring gusty winds and a chance of rain or snow showers. Between 1 and 6 inches of snow is expected in Lake Tahoe this weekend as well. From the Evans Broadcast Company, your local news, your local weather is coming up.
The Nevada Humane Society is known for the great resources they provide to pets and their owners in our community. But now they need our help. As the weather turns cold, more animals will be arriving in the shelter, increasing the need for food and supplies. So, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thursday, November 12, Carson City Toyota will be hosting a drive-through pet food drive and pet adoption event. The Nevada Humane Society mobile adoption unit will be on site with some animals looking for their forever homes. For the pet food drive, cat food is especially in demand. For a full list of most needed supplies, you can always visit our website, carsoncitytoyota.com/pets. That's carsoncitytoyota.com/pets. So, if you're looking for a new furry friend or just want to help, bring some pet food and come see us at Carson City Toyota, Thursday, November 12.
Carson City Toyota, you're not riding here. You should be.
Hi, this is Robert Kushner with Tahoe Real Estate Sales, serving Lake Tahoe and Northern Nevada. There are way more buyers than sellers, and interest rates are at their lowest. This has created a seller's market like never before, but we don't know how long it will last. So if you've been planning to sell your home, don't miss this opportunity to get the highest price. Call me at 775-410-7192. I take care of all the details, coach you through the process, and give excellent prompt service. Call me now at 775-410-7192. Mention this station, and I will give you a $500 cash rebate after close of escrow. This is Robert Kushner with Tahoe Real Estate Sales, serving Lake Tahoe and Northern Nevada. Visit TahoeRealEstateSales.com or call 775-410-7192. That's 775-410-7192.
Brought to us by La Paloma, Nevada's most affordable funeral provider. Call 827-3700. Visit LaPalomaFuneralServices.com. La Paloma. Blustery weather through the weekend. Windy but generally dry today. Slight chance of showers Saturday. Better chance on Sunday. Just into the mid-30s for highs on Sunday. Tonight at 9, our American Stories. 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs. No bankruptcies. No debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Lots of action on the lines today and the emails and the text. And I thank you for all of it. Appreciate it so much. We have a big, big rally going on tomorrow, and it is to stop the steal. Joining us right now, one of the organizers, and you might recognize the name. She is our Reagan babe, Megan Barth. Joining us right now. Megan, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Hey, Monica. Thanks so much for having me. Good to be back on one of my favorite radio stations. I miss you guys.
So what's happening tomorrow? I got a lot of interest in people wanting to be in Carson City to stop these shenanigans.
Awesome. Tomorrow at noon at the Capitol building, myself will be leading the protest. We're inviting anybody who believes that this election was stolen. We are demanding transparency to the counting process. We want the vote audited. We want all legal ballots counted. We are holding these protests across the country. We have had them every single night in Las Vegas and Southern Nevada. Last night, we had over 500 people show up. I will be at the Capitol building at noon tomorrow. I invite everyone to, it's a peaceful protest. I invite everyone to bring their signs, come on horseback, come in buggy, come in a car, walk, however you got to get there. We will be there en masse to to put pressure on the Secretary of State's office and the state of Nevada to stop the steal.
Now, Megan, you've been doing this for a long time. Is it going to be down to the Secretary of State's office, or is it going to go back to the county registrars that they're the ones that have to bring in the legitimate count?
Well, both. I mean, where the counting is taking place is at the registrar's office, whether it's Washoe County or whether it's Clark County. But the Secretary of State got us in this mess by doing mail-in ballots using dirty voter rolls. I have plenty of friends, at least three, two of them lawyers, that received ballots for dead people. Another one of my friends received a ballot for a person who hasn't lived at that address for years. So there is a problem in our voter rolls, which means there's a problem in our ballots, and we are demanding a count, but a count of legal ballots. I don't necessarily care where the fault lies, but what we can see now in Nevada, as well as swing states, that this election is being rigged. And when 300,000 votes show up in the middle of night in Michigan, and not one of them go to Donald Trump, but 300,000 go to Joe Biden, that is a statistical anomaly. The same thing is happening in Wisconsin. The same thing is happening across the country in these swing states, where ballots are being dumped off in the hundreds of thousands to give Joe Biden the squeak out the lead that he needs. Clark County, Nevada, for example, Joe Gloria, that registrar down south, has not allowed Republican watchers in to watch the ballots being counted. That is in violation of the law. That is why we are seeing, part of the reason we are seeing, a lawsuit headed by the Trump lawyers against Nevada. And so we cannot go away quietly. As Americans, we basically were born to protest, utilizing peaceful protest, utilizing our First Amendment rights. It is now or never to make noise and bring attention to the fact that this election is being rigged and stolen right from under our noses.
We've been silent for far too long, and we've let too many things slide. Now is the time to finally stand up. Megan Barth, Reagan Babe, thank you so much for putting this together. 12 o'clock tomorrow at the state capitol. I hope we see you there in Carson City. Megan, have a great day, and God bless and good luck.
God bless you all, and thank you, and I will see you tomorrow at noon.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Frank this morning. Frank, thank you for calling the program. Your thoughts on Tom Sullivan, is that what you wanted to talk about?
I do. I moved up here to I live in Dayton, just outside of Carson City. I moved up here about a year ago from Auburn, California. And I listened to Tom Sullivan for many, many years before he became big. He was out of KFBK in Sacramento. And this guy changed over the years. One thing after another, he became more and more and more liberal. To where I couldn't listen to him anymore.
Frank, and do you think that's because he has a bigger audience now, and he has to, almost like politicians, he's got to play to both sides?
That's exactly it. You're brilliant. You hit the nail on the head. That is exactly what it is. And I would put it even further that it's not just Tom Sullivan. So many of these commentators do this, and I don't know if it's the money or the fame or the notoriety. I don't know what changes them. Tom Sullivan used to be a good man. He really was. I listened to him for many years. And I just couldn't listen to him anymore because he changed so much. At one time, he was a great man.
Yeah, my integrity and my thoughts are not for sale. So I hope you continue to listen, Frank. Thank you for calling and letting us know about the change. And it happens. You know, it's just like you see politicians. You know, you want to say, oh, these guys were great when I knew them and when they were, you know, on the city council or something like that. And then they go up into the assembly and the Senate and then they go to Congress. And it's like, you don't even recognize them. You can't even talk to them. And that's sad. That really is. Let's go back to the phone lines. I don't know if we should give him a second shot. He's already been on the air, but no, I would never say no to him. That is Lyon County Commissioner Ken Gray joining us once again. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Monica. Hey, sorry about that. Can I just mention one really important deadline that I forgot to mention when I was on the phone earlier?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So if voters were allowed to cast only a provisional ballot on election day, so if they had an issue with their ID or with their address or some other issue where their ballot was immediately put into question, they have to get that issue fixed today by 5 p.m. with their county clerk recorder's office. I'm sorry, county clerk treasurer's office. The deadline is 5 p.m. today if they want their ballot to count.
All right, 5 p.m. today. And I urge people to go on to the Secretary of State website. Every county website is different. So whether you're dealing with Douglas or Carson or Washoe, everybody's got their way of tracking. Call and check on your ballot. It is your right. Yep. Washoe County uses ballot tracks, but even, you know, they had glitches, Ken.
Yeah, statewide ballot tracks is a good system. But the absolute best way to do it is to call. You can call your county clerk recorder's office and or clerk treasurer's office, and they will tell you if your ballot has been cast and if it's been counted. That is the absolute best place to check is your county clerk treasurer's office.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. Especially if you have a provisional ballot, do it before 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Yep.
I'll see you tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow. Thanks,
I can't wait for my hug. All right. Because, you know, COVID, it's not about a virus. It is about an election. That's why this is still being pushed. Derek, I see, is trying to call in. We're having a kind of a thing with our phones, hopefully. Derek, keep calling. I hate this, that it's at the very last of the show. Our phones are locking up. Were we able to get Derek on? No, it's okay. That cut off again. How about Mark? Were we able to get Mark on the line? Nope. We just lost Mark. Okay. And there's Bob. We'll probably lose Bob too. So, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be back right after this before we wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's time to wrap up the show. I've just got a few minutes left. We rebooted the phone system. So, we can try to get one more caller in, Mark, Bob, Derek, whoever gets in first. I apologize. It's just technical issues. We're doing some work on the system to make sure that we go into the future bright and shiny, but you never know. The gremlins are always there. I want to wrap up, I think, with this email. This is from Nora. Nora lives in Fallon. Monica, I was so stressed and heavy-hearted thinking that Biden and his corrupt cohorts had won. Listening to all the news coverage out there, I'm so relieved to hear your show and the information you've given us listening to Steve Pieczynek and his video. I'm keeping the faith that our president will prevail. And I thank you for your wonderful show and all the important information that we need to hear. Keep up the great work. Nora, thank you so much. And that's why I urge people to turn it off. Turn off the mainstream blathering, the negativity, the hatred. There was a meme with President Trump where he's, you know, sitting forward. It's a black and white and he's pointing. And the caption says, it's not about me. I'm in the way because they're trying to get to you. And that's exactly what it is. The vitriol, the hatred, the just downright grossness of how Donald J. Trump has been treated by other politicians, by the media, by pundits, whatever they are, analysts, by so-called just Americans. Those so-called Americans are also the ones who were out rioting and looting and spitting in law enforcement's face. I've got audio that's disgusting. I won't even play it about, you know, woman wants this person's family dead and hope your children are raped and murdered. It's disgusting. And they keep trying to put it that the left is all about love and peace and harmony. And they're not. They're about control. And just like Hillary Clinton said to Joe Biden, don't concede, whatever you do. Well, trust me. Our president, who will remain president, will not be conceding either. I look around and I see so much fear. People getting more and more comfortable with their hate. More at ease with being mean. More united in their separation. And I think, no, not me. I will not get lost in this fearful world. I will not play with bullies. I will continue to be brave and kind. I will speak for real unity. And no matter what, I will never stop loving. I don't know who wrote that, but that was sent to me. And I hope you believe that and you live by that. The masks were so you can't see people smile. Were so that you are fearful. Were so you were scared. Were so you're breathing in your own toxins, so your immunity is going down. We talk about crimes against humanity. The COVID-19 plandemic, farce, scandemic, dampendic, whatever you want to call it, is the greatest crime against humanity ever perpetrated on this country and countries around the world. Because Donald Trump came into office and he told the rest of the world that we are no longer America's piggy bank. And that pissed a lot of people off. Very powerful people. People that have the power to shut down entire countries. Look at the facts. Look at where the CDC and the WHO are now. That lockdowns don't work. That masks don't work, that the COVID numbers coming out from states all across the country, 130 people dead in a county. Actually, only 3 people died from COVID. There's a big difference of dying from and with. Get out. Live your life. Be the best that you can be. And just enjoy what little time all of us have left. Only the big guy makes the real decisions. Love you. Mwah. Have a great weekend.